Baltimore City students, parents, teachers, and community members made their way to Washington on Saturday for the March for Our Lives to protest gun violence. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi bust down with one group and brings us this report.
Some 50 demonstrators met at Patterson Park Recreational Center, one of the city's 8 pickup points to board buses for Washington. Mayor Catherine Pugh hoped for some 3,000 students to attend.
Oh, I think it's very powerful. That's one reason I felt I had to support this, because it is a driven motion or moment through, you know, the youth.
Kurt Schiller, president of Upper Fells Point Community Association, came along as a chaperone.
I think the kids of Baltimore want people to realize that they have a gun violence that they have to be dealing with on a regular basis. It's not making the headline news.
One 15-year-old student from Coppin Academy, who we can only identify as Elijah, said gun violence was an everyday occurrence for him.
Not even in school, outside of school. It's gun violence. People dying every day. You know, Baltimore's the most dangerous city in the whole country.
There was a record 343 homicides in Baltimore in 2017, making it the deadliest city in America per capita, and most of them could be attributed to gun violence. Some students compared the message of the march to the Black Lives Matter movement. One girl, who wouldn't give her name, said she stood in solidarity with students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, scene of the mass shooting that sparked the march, because they realized the voices of students in places like Baltimore have been silenced. 60 buses paid through private donations raised by Mayor Catherine Pugh carried the marchers to Washington.
Everybody have a shirt!
And each participant received a free t-shirt with the slogan, Be More and Beyond, March Against Gun Violence. At least one bus was filled with 24 rowdy middle school students who dispersed when they reached Washington and got a little lost.
I don't know my way around, and I don't see nobody I know besides you guys, and I don't want to walk around and then get lost.
We meet Nate Bender and his 11-year-old daughter, Sophie, walking towards Pennsylvania Avenue.
I really think that it's important that we fight for our lives, because I think it's terrible that kids don't feel safe in their own school.
Her father said he encouraged Sophie to march because he wanted her to have the experience.
She'll make her own choices whether or not this is the kind of thing she wants to do more in her life, but at least she'll have had a chance to do it for an issue that actually affects her directly.
Vote them out! Vote them out! Vote them out!
Students from Baltimore and their chaperones joined the rally on Pennsylvania Avenue, right in front of the Trump International Hotel. Jason Vega, a 12-year-old student from the New Era Academy in Brooklyn Park, compared gun violence to cancer.
Ahora como muchos niños están muriendo de del cáncer.
He says, quote, now kids are dying from this cancer, and people continue buying guns, end quote. Finally, the group sees Yolanda King, Martin Luther King's granddaughter, on the Jumbotron. Like her great-grandfather, Yolanda said she had a dream, too. Enough is enough. And then she led the crowd in a chant.
Spread the word! All across the nation, we are going to be a great generation!
I'm Dominique Maria Benessi in Washington for 88.1 WYPR.
While some Baltimore students went to Washington on Saturday, many chose to stay here. WYPR's Ben Spear reports that they jammed War Memorial Plaza at City Hall before marching through town.
Demonstrators of all ages demanded action from lawmakers and their fellow citizens to confront gun violence in schools and the city at large. They waved signs pleading on behalf of lives lost or at risk, hashtags enough is enough and never again, and blasting the National Rifle Association for having too big a voice in the gun debate. The NRA-backed proposal to arm school teachers was also the target of much scorn, as was the phrase, thoughts and prayers. 14-year-old Faith Murdoch said she would have gone to Washington, but the logistics didn't work out for her.
I couldn't get down to D.C., basically. That was the only reason. And I had a ride with my friend, but she canceled, so I'd...
Faith said she was emboldened to march after her school, Ridgely Middle, tried to block student walkouts on March 14th in solidarity with the 17 victims of the Parkland shooting massacre. She walked out anyway.
I live by, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So I think it's just really important to stand up for what you believe in.
Shootings are killing tons of people.
and it's really not good. A lot of the people that are dying in school shootings, they haven't even lived for like 20 years.
Yeah, they haven't even voted once.
That was Henry and his sister Ruby, fifth and fourth graders at the Friends School in Baltimore, whose father wouldn't let us use their last names. Ruby had more to say about her participation in the march.
I mean, I feel good that I'm participating, but I feel sad that people have to march. The government should know this is not okay. Guns shouldn't be allowed to stay. Guns shouldn't be killing innocent students who are just trying to learn.
While recent school shootings sparked the rally, social justice was on the minds of several speakers, including Nadira Young, a Roland Park Elementary Middle School language arts teacher.
We stand here today to say never again, not in our schools, not in our homes, not on the streets of Baltimore City, and not at the hands of the police.
Speakers also singled out lawmakers, including Maryland Congressman Andy Harris, for receiving tens of thousands of dollars in NRA funding. Baltimore Polytech freshman Juno Ada Conway Owings.
Well, nearly a quarter of Baltimore City residents live below the poverty line. Representative Harris was given more than what a family of three makes living under the poverty line in a year.
Polly Jr. Barrett Wynn paid respects to 16-year-old Jalen Rose Willie, who died following a shooting at Great Mills High School last week, and made it clear to those in office that the student-led gun control movement means business.
I implore legislators and executives at every level of government across the nation to take notice and to heed our calls. And should they fail to do so, we will not hesitate to remove you from office.
Later on, elected officials and candidates were invited onto the stage, where all pledged to work to enact a list of gun control measures presented by the organizers. That included banning the sale of assault rifles and high-capacity magazines used in other shootings and tightening background checks. They enthusiastically pledged their support.
Delegate Luke Klippinger, chair of the Maryland House of Delegates Democratic Caucus, and I absolutely damn well pledge!
I'm Ben Spear, downtown for 88.1 WYPR.